This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Straight up with no chaser, you're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
We're going to get PJ Glasser's favorite plays in college pro football this weekend. Odyssey Sports betting insider PJ Glasser joins us. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. But PJ, before we talk football, hey, we got a game five tonight, and I mentioned it earlier, and I don't know how you feel about this, but I'm willing to go out on a limb and say Freddie Freeman should be considered MVP of this series. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, that's a hot take you got there,
yeah,
Danger.
Yeah,
you know. He's three homers this series, one of the most iconic moments in World Series history with the walk-off grand slam in Game 1. He's been unbelievable. And, if you just bet his home run price throughout the series, you've been making a killing. It's plus 575 tonight on BetMGM for him to go deep. But certainly the MVP, I think the only way that he doesn't win it is obviously – if the Yankees, you know, make this a deep series. If we go the full seven games and somebody emerges, then maybe somebody else gets it, but it's Freddie's award, especially if the Dodgers win tonight.
Yeah, Gerrit Cole, Jack Flaherty, anything worth playing here tonight as we're all watching here, PJ?
It's going to be an interesting game, guys. You know, honestly, the Dodgers have been getting off to such good starts in this series, especially the last three games, and you know, I've just been kind of waiting. Last night I liked the over because the Dodgers went with a bullpen game. And in the three previous games they did that in the postseason, it was really high scoring. Cole and Flaherty both pitched in Game 1. Both guys had a lot of success. That was a low-scoring game through the first six innings. So I don't want to touch the total. What I'm going to do, honestly, is I'm just going to kind of wait to bet this game live. You know, obviously with Yankee Stadium being such a hitter's park, both offenses, the Dodgers especially, putting a ton of traffic on base. You know, both teams, I think, there's going to be chances for both teams to kind of come back, both teams to have chances to kind of have crooked innings in this game. So I don't want to lay, you know, the minus 130, minus 135 with the Yankees because the Dodgers are the better team, and I could see them close it out tonight. But if we get one of these teams on the run line tonight, guys, +2.5, +3.5, somewhere around that range, I think that would be a good way to bet Game 5 tonight.
Looking forward to it, PJ, and looking forward to an unbelievable weekend of action in football, both college and pro. And we got a lot of Penn State fans in our audience. We got a lot of Penn State fans in our area. Lots of ties to Happy Valley. And Happy Valley is buzzing this week with Ohio State coming to town. So let's start with this highlighted game here in the Big Ten. Which way are you leaning between Penn State and Ohio State, PJ?
Yeah, I mean, as you guys know and as all the Penn State fans know, I mean, this is always the game where we kind of measure if this Penn State team is different than what we've seen years past or if it's just same old Penn State. And from what I've seen throughout the season so far, for me, it just feels like same old Penn State. You know, the one tough game that they had was USC, and they were fortunate to win that game. We'll see what happens with the quarterback position. We don't know if it's going to be Aller or if it's going to be Pribula. I would think just the gamesmanship from Franklin this week, he's going to take it right up until kickoff, kind of make Ryan Day and Ohio State prepare for both teams. The line at 3.5-4 feels about right. I would expect this game to be close, especially in the first half through the third quarter. I think Ohio State on the money line, though, taking them you know, as a parlay piece this week and parlaying them with another game, I think might be the way to go. Guys, it's a big game for the Buckeyes. You know, I mean, if they lose, they have two losses on the season. They still got Indiana on their schedule. And I know Michigan isn't as good as obviously they've been the last couple of years, but that's still a rivalry game, and the Wolverines are going to treat that like their Super Bowl. So Ohio State really needs this one. And Penn State, it's kind of like if Aller plays, probably the better option, but certainly not going to be at 100%. And then Prabula, if he plays, I mean, going up against that Ohio State defense, it's going to be tough. So I think almost Penn State, regardless of the quarterback that they play, it's kind of a tough situation for them. Obviously, Franklin struggled 1-9 against Ohio State. So I'll play it safe. I don't want to touch the spread, but I like Ohio State on the money line.
PJ, there is another early game here. Pick your thoughts. And you know, maybe we're not watching this one, but should we be playing Ole Miss, Arkansas? Ole Miss, number 19, 6-2. Arkansas at 5-3. It's Ole Miss giving 7 here. Is that too many? How do you view this?
Yeah, and Arkansas would be the only side I would play in the game, Gene. You know, Ole Miss has to win out if they want any chance of making the playoff. They got Georgia upcoming next week, so you would have to figure maybe a little look ahead to that game. And look, Arkansas this season's played a tough schedule. You know, they played A&M, they played Tennessee, they've played LSU. The three things that I've noticed in all three of those games, guys, they've all been low scoring. A&M game was 21-17, Tennessee game was 19-14, and the LSU game was 34-10. So Arkansas hasn't scored more than 20 points in any of these games against kind of the upper tier in the SEC. And now here they go up against Ole Miss. This is the best defense Kiffin's had since he's been in Oxford. They've got a good defense this year. So I like the under 53.5. They're calling for some rain in Fayetteville as well. If I had to pick the spread, I would probably take Arkansas plus the 7, but my favorite play is the under 53.5.
And Pitt just dispatched of Syracuse last Thursday night, courtesy of a handful of McCourt pick sixes there, and they've got SMU this weekend. Which way are you leaning here, PJ?
Guys, that game was insane, wasn't it? McCourt, they had like Pitt had 17 points and 16 yards of total offense or something because Syracuse just kept throwing pick sixes, but that's what it's kind of been for Pitt this year. You know, they're undefeated, but they're kind of, we call them box score fraud teams, you know, where it looks good in the box score, but they're really not playing anybody. And now they're going up against an SMU team that's solid. They're undefeated in ACC play. Their only loss this season was to BYU. And at the time, we didn't think that was a very good loss. Well, BYU's undefeated in the Big 12. So they only lost that game by 3 points. I think what really sold me on SMU being like a solid team, guys, on Saturday they played Duke and they lost the turnover battle 6-0 on the road and still managed to win that game in overtime. I don't know how many teams will be able to overcome 6-0 turnover and still find a way to win. So SMU solid. You know, I think a lot of people are going to see two ranked teams, two undefeated ACC teams. You're getting 7.5. It's going to be too many points. I think this is finally where Pitt gets exposed. SMU's a solid team. I think anything in single digits, 7.5, 8, whatever it may be, I'd lay it with SMU.
So in the spirit of Halloween, a team that has kind of risen back, maybe from the dead, or we left them for the dead after week one, Texas A&M, losing to Notre Dame, like, all right, and come back. They haven't lost since. So now they get South Carolina. And the Gamecocks are one of these teams, PJ, that they're not embarrassing themselves. They're playing some tough competition, obviously. They're 4-3. Honestly, I don't know how you're going to predict this one. What I'm looking at here, Aggies 2.5-point favorites here. What are your thoughts on this game?
Gene, I'm glad you brought up that Notre Dame game because the handicap for this game in terms of just the spot and the situation are very similar. After that Notre Dame game, I think we were all congratulating Notre Dame. We were all patting them on the back, even though it was week one. Looked at the rest of their schedule and you were saying congrats, you guys are in the playoff. Like this win against A&M, you already solidified your spot. What did they do the very following week? They turned around and lost to Northern Illinois. Yeah. You think about what Bama did when they had that huge win over Georgia. Oh, congrats to Bama, going to win the SEC again. Saban's gone. They continue to roll. They turn around and lose to Vanderbilt. A&M better be careful, guys, because after that win against LSU last week or on Saturday, they're undefeated. It's looking good. They have the game against Texas at the end of the year. But, I mean, on paper, it looks like A&M's going to be in the playoffs. So that's what they got to deal with this week, is kind of not buying into all that. South Carolina's coming off of a bye week. This is one of those games that's really important to them to win if they want to make a bowl game, and just kind of one of those fishy lines, right? A&M opens at 3.5. It goes through the key number of 3. Now it's sitting at 2.5. The A&M-LSU game flipped last week when Mike Elko and A&M brought in Marcel Reed, who's a really good dual-threat quarterback, and LSU had no answers for that. Well, South Carolina's quarterback is a dual-threat as well, so I think the Gamecocks are going to be more equipped. They're going to be better prepared to deal with that. They obviously have film on Reed that they can lean on as well. So this line at 2.5, guys, and just A&M coming off that win against LSU, I think it's a great spot for South Carolina. I would take him outright. I think it's going to be an upset this week.
Let's shift gears to the NFL, where we made hay last weekend, PJ. Your advice was very profitable for us in Week 8 and Week 9. We got to look at a game here where the Ravens look to bounce back after losing to the Browns. It's the Broncos, Bo Nix. Bo Nix, how are we feeling about Ravens-Broncos for Week 9?
Bo Nix in Baltimore, fellas. How about that? This is the way it's supposed to be. Yeah, I mean, one of those picks we had last week was the Browns plus the points. Just the Ravens, guys, I'm telling you. You guys know I'm a Ravens fan. It's unbelievable. More often than not, they're a very profitable team. You know, you want to bet them in primetime games. You want to bet them as underdogs. You want to bet them when the spread is close. I went back and looked, and it's incredible. 5 of the last 6 games the Ravens have lost have been when 3 things have aligned. When they played in the 1 p.m. slot on Sunday, when they've been favorites by 4 points or more, and when they go up against an AFC team. Now, a lot of people just might think that's like word salad or that's just some kind of random tread. But when you consider the fact that Lamar's 23-1 against the NFC, when you consider that they're so good in all the other games and that he's just not good as a big favorite, he's 2-11-1 as a favorite of 7 or more points. Like, these are always the games where the Ravens have letdowns. Ravens fans, we always say the only team that can beat the Ravens is the Ravens. And more often than not, these are the games that they lose, right? Like, they don't lose to the best teams. You know, they beat the Bills. They beat the Niners. They beat all these good teams. It's Jameis and the Browns. It's Kenny Pickett and the Steelers. It's the Raiders in Week 2. Like, these are the games where they struggle. They got a tough game with Cincinnati coming on a short week on Thursday. You know, I know Bo Nix isn't great. The Ravens' secondary is terrible, fellas. So I think he's going to be able to make some plays. You know, Denver's defense is good as well. Lamar and the Ravens have just shown us time and time again, when they're big favorites like this in this early time slot, not to back them. So I'll take Denver plus the points on Sunday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
PJ Glass, your host of Send It In, which you can hear weekdays on the BetQL network. Let's leave the Bills-Dolphins for last year, PJ. There's another game I want to ask you about, and we're going to be watching this in the late afternoon window, that being the Packers and Lions. And I don't know when this happened, PJ, but it wasn't that long ago. Like, oh, wait a second. We don't know if this quarterback is playing. Off the board. No line. We don't know. All right, well, I don't know how to play this, not knowing the status here at Jordan Love. I would think he would go up, but then again, it's a groin injury. Who the heck knows? So what would be your advice here about Lions and Packers?
Right, so that's what makes it tough, Gene, right? Is right now, odds makers are kind of playing the line like in the middle. So it's at like 3.5. You figure if Love's ruled out, it probably goes up to 4.5. If he's ruled in, it probably goes to 2, maybe even 1.5. So they're kind of putting it in the middle. I bet Green Bay right now because we're getting that key number of 3.5. Guys, Matt LaFleur is 17-4 against the spread in his last 21 games as an underdog of 3 or more points. He is excellent in these spots. And look, Malik Willis, I mean, he was terrible in Tennessee, but what we've seen so far with Green Bay, with LaFleur, more than capable. The reason I love this game, though, is because it's Jared Goff outside. The reason I liked the Lions so much coming into the season was because 14 of the 17 games that they played this year were indoors. And we all know Jared Goff indoors versus Jared Goff outdoor is two completely different players. So the fact that LaFleur is a dog and the Packers are at home, Jared Goff is outdoors, no Jameson Williams again. Obviously, if Willis does play, you can get a better number and you can bet it again, but I'm just going to go ahead and pull the trigger at 3.5 so we get it over the field goal, but I like Green Bay.
Bears-Cardinals in the late afternoon window, and I'm still licking my wounds from late Sunday afternoon and the Hail Mary that was heard around the NFL, and all anybody wants to talk about as far as is Jaden Daniels and that gutty performance and the ineptitude of my Chicago Bears, PJ. But we're talking about this game, so I have to imagine you have a lean in one direction or the other, and the Cardinals are playing some pretty good football right now.
They are, and Danger, I don't know if you know this. I saw a tweet today, guys. The stat almost doesn't sound real. It's so ridiculous. Since Matt Eberflus has been head coach, he is 3-17 straight up on the road as Bears head coach. 3-17 straight up. The only games that he has won were when they beat the Patriots on Monday night with Bailey Zappe, when they beat the Vikings on Monday night with Josh Dobbs, and then that Thursday night game last year where DJ Moore went off against the Commanders and Sam Howe. So all three of the wins have come on weekdays. The guys never won a road game on a Sunday. That's problematic when the NFL tends to play a lot of their games on a Sunday. So here we are getting a pick 'em with Arizona. And the Bears are in the biggest emotional, that loss was as devastating as it comes. I mean, for me, guys, like, I don't think you overthink it. Eberflus is so bad on the road, and the Bears are coming off that just awful loss. Arizona's playing good football. They've won a couple in a row. I like Arizona to pick them.
Yeah, PJ Glasser, our guest. Okay, now leading up to Dolphins, Bills. And before we get to that, just going back to last week, because there was a line last week where, like, wait a second, PJ, this smells. And you were like, sure enough, you explained why. Hey, take Jacksonville and the points here. And sure enough, bing, Green Bay won, but they didn't cover right in that window. I'm looking at Dolphins and Bills. PJ, this smells to me. It really does. The Bills won by 3 touchdowns. It could have been 5 touchdowns that week 3 game. Look, a lot has changed, I understand, but this game is up in Buffalo, and the Bills' offense looking much better coming out of Seattle. The Bills are only giving 6 at home. How do you view this matchup?
Yeah, Gene, I agree. I mean, it does look stinky, especially considering the Bills' dominance over the Dolphins since Allen's been in there. And, you know, Miami, I think a lot of professional bettors liked them last week with Arizona coming off the short week, Tua back into the lineup, and it just felt like that loss was just a crusher to Miami. And you kind of got these teams going in two different directions. You know, the Bills, ever since that win against the Jets, have looked like the team that we saw in the first couple weeks, and Miami just, you know, even getting Tua back. The offense obviously looked better, as you would expect, but just unable to get the win. So I'm just playing it safe, guys, going with the Bills in a teaser this week, right, and just teasing down on the money line. I think they win the game. As we know, it's tough to beat a team 2 times, divisional game. It's tough for me to bet these kind of games when you don't know what kind of effort you're getting out of Miami. Like, are they still fighting? Do they still believe they have a chance? Or was last week's game kind of their dream crusher? Was it kind of that emotional game where they're just kind of not going to be the same team, you know, psychologically that obviously they were at the beginning of the season? So the Bills have dominated this matchup. I could only lay the 6 with Buffalo in this game, but I'm just going to play it safe. I think they're a great teaser leg this week and just taking them on the money line.
PJ, tell everybody about Send It In, the show you host on the BetQL Network, and where we can get more of your content.
Yeah, guys, 1 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern time every Monday through Friday. You can watch the show twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube/Odyssey Sports. 30 minutes, no commercial breaks. It's interactive, so we encourage people to listen to the show, chime in with any questions that they have, any bets that they have throughout the day. And it's a lot like this, guys, rapid fire. We go through a little bit of everything, baseball, college football, NBA. We got college hoops starting up 5 days on Monday. Can't wait for that. So a lot going on, and yeah, a lot of fun on Send It In. 1 to 1:30 p.m. every Monday through Friday.
Now the Yankees. I don't know if you've been paying attention, but they've been having some of their all-time greats throw out the first pitch in Game 4. It was Derek Jeter last night. Not so good for Paul O'Neill. He needed a redo. I don't know who they're going to put out there tonight, but if you want to get the crowd fired up, if you brought out the closer, who's that?
What, the Sandman?
Yeah, what was the Sandman that would play that?
Oh, yeah, I remember
who's
that guy.
Mariano Rivera, boys. They want to bring out Mariano. That, that might get the crowd rocking tonight.
PJ, you were a good man. Thank you.
Love you guys. That's awesome.
Pretty good. PJ Glasser is the host of Send It In.
Oh, God bless Baltimore. I don't view it as a bit. Like, when Kirkchin loses his mind as Van Pelt is just hammering him with Baltimore accent names, it's hilarious. It
no,
is the
we can
funniest
do the same
accent.
Thing with PJ.
Yeah, it is the funniest accent anywhere. It cracks me up every time I hear it.
And again, if you're new to the show, PJ had only been on with us a couple months. Honestly, I had no idea where he was from, didn't know his roots, anything else. And he's doing this, and he's talking about the Women's World Cup. Remember the women? They went over to New Zealand. They
yeah.
He's talking about Megan Rapinoe. I'm like, wait, time out. Who?
You know, Megan Rapinoe. Oh, Megan Rapinoe? Yeah, Megan Rapinoe. Oh, okay. We did a whole bracket in March of just names that are fun to say with the Baltimore accent, the Baltimore accent bracket. And if you're wondering, the champion, defending champion, former Olympic medalist, Apollo Anton Ono. Apollo Anton Ono was the champion. I think Dante DiVincenzo was in there. Certainly Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco
was a legend.
Yeah.
Placido Polanco. How do you forget about that guy? Yeah, so we like having some fun with PJ. And we also love PJ because he gives us some winners. And if you tail him, you're probably going to end up in the green by the end of your weekend. College and pro football, some Major League Baseball as well with Game 5 tonight. In the Bronx. Let's get to our next guest here next hour, Greg Thompson, cover one. We'll talk a little bit about the Bills and their matchup with Miami. We'll talk a little bit about the roster construction here, not just in the immediate future with the trade deadline coming up on Tuesday, but also the long-term future for some of these star players for the Buffalo Bills with Greg Thompson. Before we get to him, let's give away a free pair of tickets now to see Dweezil Zappa. His guitar wants to kill your mama, and he's coming to Kodak Center April 15th, 2025. Tickets for that go on sale. Go on sale at 10 a.m. on Friday. You can win a free pair now to see Dweezil Zappa at Kodak Center when you call 866-4FAN. Let's go with caller 5, 866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.